You are listening to the One Desire Church podcast, a culture of faith, hope, and love.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Good to be with y'all here today. And this microphone is one of those smart microphones, and so it only kicks on when it has constant speaking. So it's going to get really loud here in just a second. One of the things I love about Thanksgiving, I think back to my younger years with my family going to grandma's for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving has always been that time for the family to gather, family from out of town and family from far and wide, coming together to celebrate the gifts that we have in our lives. Thanksgiving is not just something that we read in the Bible about how important it is for us to give thanks, but science today is actually catching up to the fact that giving thanks and making a list of things we're grateful for or thankful for is beneficial to us. Recently, there was 26 studies that have been done that show the impact that takes place on us, not just physically feeling better on the inside, our heart, but also neurologically and our bodies, all the way down to the muscular system when we express those things that we are thankful for. So it's not just the pastors who have over the years said, hey, remember to give thanks in all things, but our bodies respond positively to that practice of stopping and saying, thank you. Thank you. What are we thankful for here this evening? One thing that I'm thankful for is for our community. I appreciate it's already been mentioned several times that we have a community that works together. I appreciate each of the ministers and the lay leaders here in Bertram and the love and support one another have for the family of God here in Bertram. That's something I'm thankful for. Why don't you just stop here where you're sitting and just think, what is one thing that I am thankful for? Do you have that one thing comes to mind? What's that first thing that comes to your mind? And then I want you to turn to your neighbor and ask them what that one thing was and let them ask you what that one thing was. What are you thankful for this evening? Turn to your neighbor and ask. The psalmist said, it is good to give thanks. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. It is good to give thanks. Do any of you have a Thanksgiving journal? A journal that you write those things that you're thankful for? Any of us still write thank you notes? I remember about 2 months ago, I was at a senior community in Round Rock, and I walked in to do a hymn sing. And as I left that day, it was a memory care unit, I was handed a card, and it was a thank you card from the director, the activity director. And he said, I just want you to know that the members, the residents here of our community, they really appreciate you. Here's a thank you note from them. They each had written their names the best that they could. They expressed that thankfulness. I looked at David there at this community and this director of activities, and I said, you know, this is the first thank you note that I've received from a community, and I've been in hospice and elder care for going on almost 10 years now, starting in the hospital system with Seton, and this is the first thank you note that I've received. So this means something to me. I saved that and I put that away. Thanks. Thanksgiving. Jesus gives us an example of what it means to give thanks in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. This is what the scripture says. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Jesus pauses here in a moment of interaction with the scribes and the Pharisees, and it was a little bit of an intense moment, and in this intense moment he highlights something that he is thankful for. He's thankful for the way that our Heavenly Father communicates His love, His life, and His kingdom to the world around us. Something that is as simple for us as a small child can grasp and can understand. I thank you that these are to them revealed, those who are the little children. Jesus also receives thanks that we see there in the Gospels. Matthew chapter 26, verse 6 through 10, it was already read, says this: "Now when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. And when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, 'Why this waste? For this could have been sold for a large sum and given to the poor.' But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, 'Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me.'" Sometimes our expression of thanks is not just verbal, but there are touchable and tangible actions that follow that expression of gratitude from our hearts. Have you ever seen someone give something in a cheerful way that kind of made you step back and say, "Wow, that's not exactly how I would have done it"? There are those moments when people are touched deeply in their hearts, and from that touch of God in their lives, there is an outpouring sometimes that causes us to step back and say, "Wow, that's different." I think it's important for us as a community to make space for those moments when it's time for us to pour that special ointment, to break open that box of alabaster and pour it on Jesus' feet, an expression of deep, heartfelt thanks. Jesus gives thanks, Jesus receives thanks, and then Jesus leads us to give thanks. From Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, the scripture says, "Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." There are those moments in our lives when we are struggling to go forward. Anyone have any struggles this past year, 2016? Maybe a few struggles? We have those moments in our lives when the rubber meets the road, whether it's financial or with our health, maybe with a loved one. There are friction and breaking apart with relationships sometimes that we experience in our lives. And it's those moments that our faith begins to really mean something to us deep down. And we reach out for Jesus, "Show me what it means that you are not just the one who finishes our faith so that one day we can hear, 'Well done, thou good and faithful what? Servant,' but the one who starts our faith and the one who is faithful to bring it to completion." So in those moments in our lives when sometimes we're feeling stretched and pulled and we're uncertain of what is going to happen next because I'm feeling the friction of life right now, we can step back and we can say, I trust Jesus that you started this good work in me and you'll be faithful to complete the good work. Help me find something that I can say thank you for." You ever had one of those moments? What do I say thanks right now? Each of us probably throughout our day pause maybe for a meal to offer thanks. There's always something that we can say thank you for. However small in that moment, it is an opportunity for us to open up our hearts and begin to express what is inside, reflecting what God has done for us, His love and His life, His grace, His forgiveness and His mercy. So throughout this week, as we have opportunity to reflect on the meaning of Thanksgiving for us personally, for us as a community, we may have to mourn some things that we've had to let go, maybe some things that we're not necessarily thankful for, and that's okay too. Because sometimes we have to let go of some things in order to take hold of the thankful attitude and perspective that we have for us in our lives. But I encourage you throughout the rest of this week, and especially on Thanksgiving Day, as you gather with friends and family around the table, and we get the turkey and the fixins and the cranberry sauce, and don't forget pumpkin pie, and we offer thanks for those good things that God has given us. Let's be reminded that God is leading us and directing our steps in the way that we should go. And we can trust that it's going to be good, and we can offer thanksgiving here today and each day of our lives. What would happen in Bertram, Texas, if we said, "Thank you, God." Let me list some of these benefits here real quick. The brain, the chemicals in our brain, when we say thank you, it brings a peace and a calm to our minds. Anyone's mind ever go racing away a million miles an hour? Normally it's when I lay down to go to sleep at night. Or today it was after we got home from our gathering, and I thought, you know, I have an hour of peace and quiet, the kids are all asleep, and I laid down on my pillow, and immediately, you know what popped on? Everything. Everything that I needed to review from this past week and everything that I've got coming up next week. If we just stop and start listing those things that we're thankful for, it begins to chemically give us a peace and a calm in our brains. People say that when we have this interaction of thankfulness, expressing our thankfulness to God, that there is a calm that then takes place within our relationships because we're no longer fighting for our rights, but we are expressing those things that are precious to us, that we're grateful for. And those family members that we may have some friction with, we have an opportunity to come together and say, yeah, we're also thankful for those same things, even though we might not necessarily see eye to eye. There's less inner and outer friction between husbands and wives, children, parents. These 26 studies have shown that those who practice gratitude frees them in their relationships. Overall productivity in the workplace is also directly connected to individuals who are part of a team, and that team chooses to show their gratitude and offer thanks for the things that they receive in their life. So I ask the question again, what could happen if Bertram, Texas tonight paused and said, "Thank you, God," together? One of the scriptures that I found here recently is that God inhabits the praise, or we could say the thanks, of his people, his children. So what does that mean? Inhabits, that God dwells in, that God is enthroned, that sits in a beautiful place that is created by the praise, by the thanksgiving of his children. What if we all together said, "Thank you, God"? Can we do that together? Let's do that. One, two, three. Thank you, God. I want you to think about that thing you're thankful for. Let's say that again. What are we thankful for? It's in your mind right now. One, two, three. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. This Thanksgiving, may we as a family of God have our hearts and minds expanded to receive all that the one who holds all things together for us. May we love our neighbor and our enemies as ourselves through the power of the one who causes all things to consist. And may gratitude and praise ever be on our lips. Amen. We're going to pause and bless the food here. And they're going to count up the money here, the offering, in just a moment, and we'll have that announced at the end of our time. Is there anything else that needs to be mentioned? Marcy or pastors? No. I'll close in prayer. Absolutely. Let's bless the food. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you truly are a good, good Father. And it's in your love that we gather here in this moment. We thank you that all the boundaries or the barriers that might apply to those out in, quote unquote, the real world fall away when we come as your children before your throne. And we just ask that you would continue to live and reside in the praises and the thanksgiving of your people, of your children. We say thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear. We thank you for giving us a heart exchange, taking a heart of stone, giving us a heart of flesh. We thank you for your holy word, the scriptures, and how they are a light and a guide for us in our lives. We trust you, and we ask for your blessing upon this food. And we say thank you as your children here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to the One Desire Church podcast. For information on gathering times and how you can support the podcast, please visit onedesirechurch.org.